My name is Alice, and I'm a health educator, the program director for Wyoming on Wellness, promoting overall health for employees on the State of Wyoming Health Plan. Each episode, you'll get new insights, motivation, and knowledge about how you can live your healthiest life. I can't wait to be a part of encouraging you to think differently about your health and ultimately get one step closer to feeling and living healthier. It's really good to have you here. Welcome to the Wyoming on Wellness podcast. Well, welcome to Wyoming on Wellness podcast. I'm Alice Buron. I am very passionate about being outdoors, and I want to share that with you. Wyoming on Wellness has done some great partnering with Wyoming State Parks, and Wyoming on Wellness has given away a lot of state parks passes this year. We're going to do the same next year, and we're just going to continue, hopefully, forever. But I'm so passionate about it that I had to bring in someone that I've worked closely with here in the last year, and that's Nick Nealon. He is the Deputy Director of State Parks in Wyoming, and together we hope to inspire you to get out there and really start to experience the great outdoors in Wyoming, maybe like you have never done before. So if anything at all, leave inspired, just put something in the back of your mind on how to get out there in a little new way this year. So we're going to just go ahead and start. Nick, tell me about yourself, what you do at Wyoming State Parks, and what brought you passion. What's your passion around getting outdoors in Wyoming?
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it. I've been with Wyoming State Parks now for a little over 8 years regional manager, and then as deputy director. Started off living on the west side of the state, eventually ended up in Cheyenne. Prior to that, I was with Louisiana State Parks and the Louisiana State Museum for many, many years. So I've been working with parks and historic sites and museums really my entire life. And it was the bicentennial celebration back in 1976 that got me initially excited about going into the field that I did. And then at some point, I had an opportunity to switch over to parks and have been doing it ever since, and just really love working with the people that I get to work with, including folks like you.
Excellent. And I know you and I share a passion about getting outdoors and mental health, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as we move forward, just kind of reminding people getting outdoors has so many benefits. It's not just physical health. I would say if there was a pill and you could make it an outdoor pill and take it, everyone should take it. And let me explain why. From the physiological point of view, just getting outdoors can really boost our mental health. According to a study published in the International Journal of Environmental Health Research, spending time in nature has been linked to reduced levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. And research conducted by the Stanford University found that walking in nature can lead to significant improvements in mood and reduced activity in a region of the brain associated with depression. And as we know, it affects physical health. The American Heart Association reports outdoor activities such as walking and hiking can contribute to reduce risk of heart disease and lower blood pressure. And interestingly enough, high blood pressure is one of the number one chronic conditions in the state of Wyoming. And exposure to natural light outdoors can positively impact sleep quality, according to studies, as sunlight helps regulate our body's internal clock. What has also been found that if you get up in the morning and you just look at the sunrise and you watch the sunset, that can really help our circadian rhythm. And it's even more beneficial if you go outside and do that. And just being outdoors can boost our immune system. Time spent in nature has been associated with a boost of activity of natural killer T cells, which play a crucial role in the immune system's defense against viruses and cancer, which we really need now more than ever. We were just discussing how many people we know who are a little challenged with their health right now and viruses. It also helps improve concentration. I, back in the day, really looked into concentration and child health. And the kids that went outdoors for recess before taking tests performed better. So there's so many different, I could go on all day, you know, vitamin D production, social benefits, improved vision and hearing, and all of the studies that show that we can reduce our cortisol levels, we can improve our heart, blood pressure, all of these risk factors for disease. So maybe that's one of the main reasons I really wanted to bring you on board, because I know that you've had a big passion for improving mental health across the state of Wyoming, and Wyoming has been challenged in mental health in the last few years.
Yeah, in fact, that's how we connected through the governor's office, I think, put us in touch. We have a desire in Wyoming State Parks to, you know, considering some of the factors that you just mentioned, really focus people on getting outside for the emotional and mental health benefits. Everybody went outside during COVID. It was a boom for the outdoor recreation industry. It was a boom for state parks attendance and visitation. And we heard from people that it was as much the mental health aspect as anything that got them outside. And so we started doing some of the research that you're talking about, found many of the same things, and decided that that's one of the areas where we wanted to really focus going forward.
Well, there's a lot of places to go in Wyoming, and specifically in Wyoming State Parks. I mean, immediately I think of Glendoe, or I think of Thermopolis and getting out there in the hot springs. Boy, doesn't that sound great right now. But what other state parks maybe can you recommend, and maybe specific outdoor activities, both in the winter, summertime, maybe some hidden gems that we don't know about?
Well, we have, I think, 42 sites in our system, 11 staffed state parks and 8 staffed state historic sites, and then a number of, you know, many, many remote historic sites such as Piedmont Kilns or Ames Monument, things like that, which are gems in their own right. My personal favorite hidden gem, my favorite state park, in fact, is Medicine Lodge, a state archaeological site, which is outside of Hyattville on the western half of the state. It's set back in a canyon. It's got a beautiful little creek running through it, wildlife, prehistoric art. It's an amazing place to go and relax. My family, we used to live in Worland when we first moved here, and we would regularly go up to Medicine Lodge to enjoy just sitting outside and sitting by the river and enjoying that. For my personal mental health, sitting by rushing water is something that always soothes me, and that's a great place to do that. As far as other places to go in the wintertime, you know, Kirk Gowdy State Park is close to Cheyenne, and between Cheyenne and Laramie, actually. And it's a wonderful place in the wintertime. People think about going there in the summer, not just for the hiking and biking. We have world-class biking trails out there and the camping. But a lot of folks go out there to hike in the wintertime and fat biking. You know, the bikes with the wider tires, very popular out there as well. So lots of opportunities to do things in our system.
So you could go for a day, or you could actually get an annual pass. Tell me about the annual pass.
Sure. We have the best annual pass system in the country, in addition to a day use pass, which most state park systems offer. We are one of only two state park systems in the country to offer an overnight camping annual pass. So for roughly $120, $130 a year, you could camp 365 nights a year in Wyoming State Parks, which is really amazing.
I did not know that. And so how would one get one of these passes?
Well, we have them for sale at all of our sites. We have retailers around the state that sell them. And then, of course, they're available online. And for the past 5 years, we've used a company called Aspira to handle our reservation system and our online pass sales, and we're switching to a new company. We're very excited about doing that this January. There's a brand new company that we're switching to, and so we're delaying our early bird pass sales a little bit. Normally we start selling those on December 1st, But because of the switch, we're going to start selling them on January 2nd of this year. But they'll still be available, and we'll still honor the 2023 passes through the end of February. So no worries.
Excellent. And I know that we are going to give 300 day-use passes away in 2024. So those aren't good for spending the night out in state parks. But if somebody wanted to, how would they add on to that day use?
Sure. When you're at the park, you just show that you have the day use pass, and then there's a small additional fee added on to spend the night. It's for in-state residents, it's very inexpensive. And we regularly hear from out-of-state folks that our camping fees are very low compared to places they live. A lot of the folks we get camping in our system, especially at places like Kirkcaldy and Glendo State Park, are out of state. Folks from Colorado who come up, and one of the reasons they come up is that their system is so busy and considerably more expensive than we are. So we're excited to host folks from out of state as well as all the residents.
And would you need to make a reservation if you wanted to go to the more popular places, like maybe around Granite, Crystal, or can you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I'm thinking North Crow. No camping in North Crow, but Granite and Crystal.
You're referring to Kirkcaldy, and yes, absolutely. It's a good idea to make reservations. You don't have to. We do maintain some walk-up spots at every state park because there are people who like to just make plans at the last minute. But most of our sites, about 85% of them statewide, reservation only.
Excellent. So what are some tips and tricks? I mean, you aren't originally from Wyoming, but have learned to love and appreciate all the great outdoors. What shocked you about coming to Wyoming and starting to experience these state parks? And do you have any tips or tricks for people who aren't used to Wyoming?
Well, I'm not sure about tips or tricks, but I can tell you that when I first moved out here, after coming from Wisconsin, where I'm from, and Louisiana, I was used to living in the woods. And to come out here and find the open landscape was quite a shock to the system. In fact, I really hated it after just a few weeks. I couldn't believe it just didn't intrigue me like I hoped it would. But then I went home. I went back to Louisiana to visit my family. And after being in Louisiana, I felt claustrophobic in the trees. And I came back to Wyoming and it was like a light bulb turned on. I thought, oh my God, this is so beautiful. I don't ever want to leave.
I remember back in college, I had a friend come from New York and she was afraid of the open space. And I just couldn't understand that because it was born on the prairie.
it's way different than what I grew up with, but I wouldn't trade it for anything now. I really love it.
Yeah, one of those acquired tastes, right? And once you're out there, it almost gets in your blood. Well, you can't get it out.
I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, and I couldn't see anything. you just can't. Agreed. You can't see anything, and it's this horribly claustrophobic feeling. So,
I felt the same way. Went to New York City a couple of weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe the mass of humanity in one small spot. And here we are in the least populated state of the entire United States, and the serenity that comes with it and the peace and tranquility, I think, is something unique to Wyoming. You can find in other states, but you can find more of it here than anywhere probably on the planet. So I would recommend if anyone wants a teenager to settle their brain, stick them in the great outdoors in the plains. There's nothing to hear. Maybe a plane going overhead, but other than that, you actually do just get a chance to hear your nothingness in your brain, let your brain quiet and the noise in your mind just settle out. Tell me about the altitude, weather variability that you can run into. What are some maybe some ideas to help with that and just kind of be able to go up into higher altitudes if you're not used to that and you're used to sea level.
Again, that was quite an adjustment for some members of my family when we moved out here, and it just, you know, just took a little bit of time. But I think the number one thing is to just take it a little bit easy, right? If you're not used to it, just take it easy for the first few days that you're out here. And most people, especially if you're in reasonably good shape, most people acclimate to it fairly quickly.
Yes, I think that's true. If you have any conditions, maybe around your heart, lungs, and all that, just be cautious and get your doctor's advice too.
Listen to your body. Your body will tell you.
Definitely listen to your body. I grew up again here in Wyoming and would train up at Kirk Gowdy because of the high altitude so that I could compete at a whole nother level. That's another thing to think about if you're a competitive athlete. What a great place to train if you just go into the high altitude areas, but sure, watch that weather closely. That can really change quickly. So being cautious of that is something to be mindful of. But also, we don't have cell phone service in many areas in Wyoming. And so when you're out in the great outdoors, let someone know you're going into the great wilderness to look for you if you don't come out in time. There have been a couple of times where I got lost on a trail and my family came and looked for me. And I just said, well, I was lost. What did you want me to do? You know, and they were very mad at me, but it was just, hey, I found my way out.
Well, it's not just the wilderness. So many of our state parks are cell phone challenged as well. And so you need to be prepared before you get up.
Yeah, absolutely. So changes in weather, changes in terrain, changes in altitude, all of these are something I think we need to be respectful of in the Wyoming great outdoors. But then again, I think it builds that resilient spirit within us to be able to conquer and master the great outdoors in Wyoming, which is something not everyone else gets to do. Also, things like sun exposure and just really the wilderness. Do you ever hear about encounters with bears and any other wildlife that we should be aware of?
Well, being in the same state as Yellowstone, we hear about the wildlife encounters pretty regularly. In our state parks, it's not too bad. We do have some grizzlies up at Buffalo Bill State Park outside of Cody, and we've had some black bear incursions recently at Kirk Gowdy. But for the most part, that's more of a national park phenomenon recently.
Well, it's always good just to keep your eyes open and also pack out your trash. Don't encourage all those critters to come find you. So tell me about your future plans with Wyoming State Parks. Are there any upcoming projects, events, or initiatives in Wyoming that residents could be excited about or you wanted to just talk about in terms of outdoor recreation and state park development?
Well, there are a couple things, actually. One of the most exciting things is in our outdoor rec program. Our outdoor recreation program is part of state parks. And last year, the state legislature created the Wyoming Outdoor Rec Trust Fund, which will receive money from the Office of Tourism and will provide grant funding over time to local communities to help improve and increase outdoor recreation infrastructure, which I think will have a huge effect not only on those communities, but on the state and local economy. My personal passions are two, really. One is this mental health initiative, and we continue to work with the Veterans Talking to Veterans group. We continue to work with the VA hospital here in Cheyenne and their inpatient PTSD treatment program out at Kirk Gowdy State Park, and a couple other things that we're looking into to continue to find ways to get people outside and have them experience those mental health benefits. But the other thing is we've always done really good education and interpretation at our state historic sites. We did very little, if any, at our parks. And so a few years ago, we hired our first interpretive rangers. And those folks do programming, lead hikes, and many, many other things around the state. We were working with all sorts of different groups and focusing a lot on kids and on groups of folks who do not otherwise get outside. Like our partnership with you, we have partnerships through our interpretive program with Latino Outdoors and Wyoming Equality and Women Who Hike. Has been a very popular program in our state parks. And so in addition to those things, we do things with groups like the 4-H and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And we have a wide variety of partners that we work with around the state. So that's one of the things that really gets me excited about our future.
It sounds like you're doing a lot of great work. And thank you, first off. I think you're just highlighting some of the amazing things that are just there, but people aren't really aware of yet. And also focusing on populations that really could use some more mental health boost. And what a great way to do that through the great state of Wyoming State Parks. Thank you for that. Also, I know I've been working a little bit with the Department of Education and Get Wild Wyoming. I know there's a lot of resources and partnering going on with you, too, just trying to get kids outdoors. And they have some great tips, everyone, and strategies, and especially in those cold weather months, and fun activities that you can do throughout the year with your kids. I'm going to put that in the show notes. There's going to be a couple of other links to Wyoming State Parks there, too. So please be sure to check those out. There's a lot of great research. There's also a lot of just new ways to think about how you can interact with the great outdoors in Wyoming. So just inspire yourself. I think if we could all just put that on our calendar to every month, think about a new place to go next year, or maybe just learn something new about our state. How wonderful to be able to experience this diverse state in a new way next year and or this year, whenever you're listening to this. There's another 300 Wyoming State Parks passes coming to Wyoming on wellness in 2024. And to be eligible, you'll just need to register for Walking Spree and participate in the February Mental Health Challenge. We're going to call that Path to Peace of Mind. And so you can take that path through Wyoming Great Outdoors or anywhere you'd like, for that matter. But I really encourage you to participate. And WyomingOnWellness.org has a great mental health page. So please go to that resource and look at all of the different tools available there, resources. And a lot of mental health professionals are available for you, too. I feel like getting out in the outdoors is a preventive way to help our mental health because we're really getting in front of it. We're actually taking a minute and maybe nurturing our mental health. But in addition to that, we may need to talk to somebody. And I just want to encourage you all to look to see what is available for kids, for teens, for adults, for all kinds of life issues, including challenging situations like taking care of older parents and things like that. We have resources for that. So you combine that with getting out in the outdoors and you've got yourself a preventive way to help keep your sanity through the crazy times of life. So I just want to encourage everyone to do those very things. And plus, you know, find your own. Nick, thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait to partner with you again next year. Is there any website that you would refer people to so they can learn more? Or a few, probably, huh?
Yes. I should know our Wyoming State Parks website off the top of my head, but I'm having brain fog at the moment. So yes, but if you Google Wyoming State Parks and go to our website, you'll learn all sorts of information about who we are and what we do.
Excellent. I have yoparks.yo.gov in my notes. Does that sound familiar?
You couldn't have read that from the beginning.
I could have. So maybe it's time to go out into the great outdoors and just let your brain recharge.
Post-COVID brain fog.
There we go. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. And listeners, thank you so much for continuing to listen to our Wyoming on Wellness podcast, where we're continuing to explore ways to improve your mental, physical, and financial health through your healthcare plan. So just stop by WyomingOnWellness.com, visit us there, and definitely look on the events tab. We're going to hold our mental health challenge in February, but also a Wyoming State Parks challenge in July. So be ready for that. We get to go all across the state. Nick actually picked the locations out for us to explore. It doesn't mean you actually have to go to the location, but we would encourage you to try it and just check it out, because there's some ones in there you may not have thought of off the top of your head. So also be sure to subscribe to our Wyoming on Wellness podcast. You'll be the first to know when a new episode goes live. And leave us a 5-star review too, to help others find our show. Thank you again, and looking forward to next time.